brought to you by Penguin.
A Sister's Fight by Emma Hornby. Read by Victoria Riley. Chapter 1. Bolton, Lancashire, July 1943. Joan, do these lines look straight to you, lass? Twisting about on the spot, Livy Bryant tried to get a good view of her calves. The eyebrow pencil she'd used to draw on the imitation seams clamped between her teeth. She frowned. I've redone them half a dozen times as it is. They're not still wonky, are they? Keeping one ear on the wireless, evidently loath to miss a second of the half-hour programme Ivy Benson and her girls' band playing on the home service station, the younger woman scrutinised her sister's legs through the fire's muted glow. They look all right to me, she offered up at last, before lifting the mug she had her hands wrapped around and taking a sip of her Roundtree's cocoa. You sure? Only I've got a big night on tonight and want to make a good impression. Big night? Doing what? Joan eyed her curiously, and Livy bit her lip. Oh, it's not so important, really, she said with what she hoped was a light laugh, trying desperately to backtrack, damn her tongue. The last thing she wanted was for this pure and innocent lass here to get a sniff of what she was really up to. Right, well, I'd best be off. Vera will only get a cob on if I keep her waiting. Before making for the door, Livy took a last look at herself in the scallop-rimmed mirror suspended by its bronze chain above the mantelpiece, and allowed herself a bunched-lipped smile. As always, she was pleased with her appearance. Not that she was swollen-headed like, far from it. She would have been the first to protest had anyone passed remark. No, she was simply aware that she cut an attractive figure when she made the effort. What was wrong with that? Nothing, so far as she was concerned. She took pains to look nice, and the results spoke for themselves. She planned on making the most of it before her looks began to fade, and to hell with anyone who disapproved. As if on cue, a comment from the kitchen doorway broke her train of thought, and she turned to roll her eyes at the aged man as he shuffled into the living room. Oh, don't start, Grandad.
All dolled up like a dog's dinner,
Morris Tattersall repeated, unperturbed.
Any road, that's enough titivating, surely to Christ. Shift yourself from there. I want to catch a worm and you're blocking out all the heat.
Sidestepping from the fire, Livy folded her arms. You'll be all right, the two of you, whilst I'm out. You'll get yourselves to the shelter, aye, if need be, she pressed, eyeing them in turn before bringing her gaze to rest on her sister. Joan, you'll make sure he goes, won't you, lass?
I do possess a tongue of me own, you know, jabbering about me like I were an imbecile or summat,
Morris grumbled before Joan could answer. He fished out the newspaper from beneath the sofa cushion and shook it out.
Nagging, bleeding wenches at every turn, that's what. Thought I'd known the last of all that when your grandmother had gone. But no, here I am again, forced to listen to them what have no rights telling me what to do, doing just that.
Shut up moaning, will you? Livy cried. However, there was merriment in her eyes. By heck, you don't half go on, you know. You're worse than a ruddy woman.
Well, I don't like the rotten thing, do I? Ruined me garden, it did, erecting that. Killed all me best flowers. Known around these here parts afore the war for my blooms, I were.
The poor fellow had a point there, Livy was forced to concede. Like the majority of the males on the estate, his little front and back patches had at one time been his pride and joy. Neighbours would exchange flower and plant cuttings as well as advice, and happily so, the general consensus being that if one man grew slapdash, it impacted on them all. Just one untidy plot spoilt the overall look of the whole street. The result had been some very pretty gardens. Hitler's ears had surely been burning ever since, the amount of disgruntled green-fingered folk that railed against him still to the heavens. These days Morris got his hands dirty, tending instead to the few vegetables he'd planted, both in the ground and on the roof of the shelter. It was the same the country...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?